This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will send Ukraine another $400 million in military aid from U.S. stockpiles as the Russian war in the country reached its ninth month. The new package will include 150 heavy machine guns with special thermal imagery that will take out attack drones that Russia bought from Iran and have been deploying against civilian infrastructure in recent months. The Moscow, Idaho Police Department is asking for the public's help. Tim Berg reports.
Police investigating the murders of four University of Idaho students in off-campus housing are asking for additional tips to help identify the suspect. Moscow Police Chief James Fry says any piece of information might help.
Even if you don't believe it is relevant, investigators will review and determine if and how your information builds the picture.
Police have not found the murder weapon, which is believed to be a knife. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. The campaign is being called Make Amazon Pay. The Brazilian Ministry of Justice ordered in September the suspension of iPhone sales in that country after concluding Apple harms consumers by not offering the power adapter included with the device. Even after million-dollar fines, now the government has seized hundreds of iPhones in different retail stores in Brazil. It's an action called Operation Discharge. The regulator is attempting to force Apple to comply with local law that requires smartphones to be shipped with chargers included in the box. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The protests in Iran continue to grow in that country, thirsting for freedom from an oppressive regime. The United Nations has reported over 300 people have been killed by the leadership in Iran for simply speaking out against it. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk.
We are now in a full-fledged human rights crisis. Women and girls must be able to feel free and secure in public without fear of violence or harassment, to live in safety and be able to participate in public life on equal footing with men. Young people need to know that they can peacefully express their opinions without fear of arrest.
The Iranian ambassador to the United Nations responds.
The Islamic Republic of Iran deeply regrets that the Human Rights Council is abused once again by some arrogant states to antagonize a sovereign UN member state that's fully committed to its obligation to promote and protect the human rights.
In 2015, David Hole was prospecting in Maryborough Regional Park near Melbourne, Australia. He discovered something out of the ordinary, a very heavy reddish rock resting in some yellow clay. Thinking there was gold inside, he was unable to open the rock, so he took the 38-pound nugget to the Melbourne Museum for Identification. turns out to be a 4.6 billion-year-old meteorite that's been on Earth between 100 and 1,000 years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing the day after. The managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood, the one and only, joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So you made it on the other side of Thanksgiving dinner and all. Did you realize that the average, I mean, a little bit of trivia here, you know, because this is important things, you know, that we should know about, because after the fact you won't feel so bad, but you're probably still bloated the day after. But the average Thanksgiving dinner contains 3,408 calories. I mean,
wow.
I mean, and I guess that's if you can afford to pay the price, because as we know, the cost of Thanksgiving dinner, you know, a little bit more than previous years. And so for people that, you know, are concerned about steps, what that equates to, John, the 3,408 calories, if you want to walk it off, you got to do 76,397 steps. You heard it first.
Whoa.
Right here.
Dang. Hey, well, yeah. Well, we're
is it
on
any,
the
any wonder, right?
Well, we're on the Thanksgiving trivia. I got one for you, Bill. I didn't know this.
Okay.
But I guess George Washington, our first president, of course, of the United States, He's the one who led the charge in making Thanksgiving a national event. I didn't know this, but on October 3rd, 1789, George Washington issued a Thanksgiving proclamation designating for the people of the United States a day of public Thanksgiving to be held on Thursday, the 26th day of November, 1789, and that made it the first national celebration of a holiday that's become commonplace in today's households. I'm getting that from MountVernon.org. It's a website devoted to George Washington. But I had no idea he issued the first proclamation of Thanksgiving. I think that's a cool little fact there.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it does make sense for all that we're going through. And of course, another great president, Abraham Lincoln, I'll tell you, if you get a chance, you should read the proclamation, because it is really special and brings to light, you know, a nation that's thankful. I mean, and he gave this proclamation, on the heels of the Civil War. And, you know, talking about the many things that we should be thankful for, and hopefully, you know, what we started on Thanksgiving, you know, continues through the season, an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving to God Almighty that has blessed this great nation of ours with this great American idea to steward. And, you know, it is so special, because when you think about this, John, is that there's no other country that has a day like Thanksgiving like America. And, you know, and I think that, we, you know, God has blessed us, you know, for that. And this is also why this needs to be preserved. When you have a, a leadership and a Congress that wants to do with religious freedoms, and our religious freedoms continue to be under attack, because, you know, this is what buttresses. Our faith is what buttresses the infrastructure of this democratic republic. You know, it has been said many times that, you know, our Constitution was designed you know, for a people of morality. You lose morality and we lose the Constitution. And is it any wonder that our Constitution is so threatened today as morality continues to dissipate?
Yeah, I think that was Jefferson who had made those connections. Once we lose our morality, you've kind of lost the country. Our founding fathers believed that you couldn't perpetuate something like the United States without its own people being moral, which is sort of sad when you look at things like what's going on with Balenciaga, that high fashion designer who has been putting out those, you know, depraved ads with toddlers and teddy bears and bondage. It's really wild. This Balenciaga, they're facing all this backlash because they're putting out this ad campaign that featured photos of child. These are young children, can hardly talk, and they're holding these model teddy bears dressed in bondage gear. I mean, think of how far we've come from our founding and to here, and this brand. They also used an image of a Supreme Court opinion in a child pornography case as a prop that was promoting the handbag. Now, this case, the visible portion in this photo shoot, the visible portion of that document, has a reference to the Supreme Court case, Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition, in which the court struck down a portion of the Child Pornography Prevention Act of 1996, and it said that virtual child pornography is protected speech. So that's kind of the state of our country right now. Our fashion is promoting this child pornography, and hardly anybody's talking about it except for Tucker Carlson over at Fox News.
Yeah, why are we surprised? I mean, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she supported the idea that, you know, somebody doing a search on the Internet, it's kind of unfair to use the standards because the Internet can give you such a profuse amount of information that somehow it lessens the accountability and responsibility for Internet searches of pornography. I mean, it's just kind of twisted pretzel logic, but this is what we've come to right now as this country continues to become a postmodern Christian country. We've abandoned morality. And what we're seeing is, as we continue to go down this road, our Constitution and our, you know, founding principles are under attack and being compromised. I mean, some of this stuff is so basic. I mean, like you talk about this designer brand, you know, sexualizing children. Well, more and more we're seeing this because it's all a matter of conditioning. You know, what, you know, may not be 100% acceptable, they're happy to get, you know, 10-15%, and then they just keep progressing down the way. I mean, I go back and remember what Kermit Gosnell had to say after his trial, in which he was convicted of the murder of children. These are children that were allowed to die, that he facilitated, post-abortive. You know, children that were born alive and they were murdered. And I think there were three babies that he was convicted, you know, for murdering. But he said flat out, he goes, it's a mistake and it's a matter of time before, you know, I'm vindicated and I'm liberated from jail. And look what's happening. Again, with that progressive mindset, we're moving more and more that way. I mean, California, there's also other states that are embracing this idea of, you know, some are saying comfort care. Others have a different way of, you know, defining what they will do with a post-abortive child.
It's just wild to me this with these kids in this. Like, if we're in a park and there's kids running around, and some random person dressed in bondage or whatever approached a child, like, you'd be appalled. The parents would be appalled. Everybody at the park would be appalled. There'd be police called in.
John, you'd want to think that, John, but that's not what's happening. I mean, you've got, drag queen story hours. You and I talked about this, when we were together in Tennessee last week. Mm-hmm. That these people are sitting there. The parents are there while this ceremony is taking place, and their kids are being groomed and conditioned to do this. I mean, even giving money to people that are, doing some sort of sexualized dance. I mean, what is that telling these kids? We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back, 19 minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, continues. John, to kind of summarize what we were talking about earlier, and that is this designer brand sexualizing children. But this is only one of many. I mean, this is starting to be, you know, acceptable in our culture, which is, you know, very, to say very dangerous at the least. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, parents with young kids being subjected to this, I mean, it puts you right on your knees to say, God, we need deliverance on this.
Yeah, and it's just strange to me that we allow this in high fashion without any pushback. When in real life, if somebody were to approach your kids dressed in this kind of stuff, talking about child pornography being allowed more by Supreme Court decisions, you would be appalled. It's strange to me. It's allowed in schools, the sexualization of kids, as you were saying in the earlier segment, drag queen story hour. It's okay there. It's okay in high fashion, but it's weird the way society, or whatever you want to call it out there, the globalists or the Democrats, whoever it is, that they're forcing us to be okay with this kind of stuff. And it's wild to me. It goes against common sense. You would not allow this kind of thing around your own kids, but somehow we allow it in fashion. It's a wild thing to me, Bill.
No, common sense has left the building, John. That's obvious. I mean, this is why we're energy dependent. We were energy independent. Common sense left, so now we're energy dependent. Our borders were, you know, secure. Not so much now. They're wide open. We're being invaded. Fentanyl coming through the borders. Sex trafficking. I mean, you just go on and on. Everything that debases humanity is on full display here in this country.
Well, and the common sense is the big thing, and you're right. It spans across all of these different topics, like COVID, for example. Let's apply some common sense to COVID. Look what's going on, like with vaccine rates. Like look what's going on in China right now. This was Reuters. I just pulled this up right now. China widens COVID curbs, so China's locking down even harder. Chinese cities impose more curbs on Wednesday to rein in rising coronavirus cases, adding to investor worries about the economy. So they're freaking out about COVID over in China. But here's the rub, Bill. The vaccine rates are up. So China's reporting a spike in COVID-19 cases and deaths, and it's prompting authorities to reinstate harsh lockdowns. And their health commission's coming out, and they're reporting over 26,000 new infections. Beijing alone reported 962 new infections. That was as of Sunday. But here's the common sense part, Bill. Check this out. The rise in coronavirus cases and deaths in China come as China is boasting a more than 90% vaccination rate among its citizens. 90.1% of China's population is considered fully vaccinated, and 92.4% have received at least one dose. That's according to Google data, and they get all their data from the best sources. And look what's going on in the United States, too. The United States also saw nearly 10,000 more infections this past week in its seven-day average compared to October, despite more than 80% of the U.S. population receiving at least one vaccine dose. So let's apply common sense here. COVID infections are going up where there are the most COVID vaccines. And then there's this, Bill. Countries with low vaccine rates have fewer COVID infections. In Madagascar, it's only 6% fully vaccinated, and it had zero new cases last weekend. Bengal is only 7.3% fully vaccinated, zero cases. Mali, 11% fully vaccinated, no new cases. It's the same in Sudan, Chad, Malawi, Ghana, Democratic Republic of Congo. These countries with low vaccination rates have fewer COVID infections. Countries with high vaccination rates are increasing in COVID infections. Mm-hmm. But the mainstream narrative is putting out there, oh, you still need a vaccine.
Exactly. And on top of that, of course, let's do a body count. How many young people are just falling over dead in these countries versus the United States of America. We hear every week where there is another young person, you know, under 49 years of age, that suddenly, you know, very active and healthy, suddenly falls over dead. And is there a correlation with the vaccination? We don't know for sure, but you start to, again, apply some reason and common sense here. The other thing, John, you know, as you're aware, I'm on the West Coast. I'm in California right now, and California doctors are going to be subject to a disciplinary action if they give their parent their patients information about COVID-19. It's interesting. They say that false or misleading. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know of a doctor that purposely gives false and misleading information, especially when it relates to COVID. You know, the doctors have been under scrutiny. Right. In fact, we have interviewed many here in California. Two doctors, particularly out of Imperial Valley, wrote a book where they had treated over 10,000 patients, John. 10,000 patients with natural supplements. Kept them out of going to the hospital, and nobody died. But I guess that information is misinformation, and they're coming before the Star Chamber of California and being told that thou shalt not put out misleading and misinformation as determined by this board that, you know, they're not all doctors. This is not by, you know, people of their peers who have taken the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, that when COVID came in, they applied common sense. There was doctors up in, I remember early on, there was two doctors in Bakersfield, California, that discovered that hydroxychloroquine was very effective. Well, my goodness, they got canceled really quick. And, of course, Donald Trump, as you know, mentioned hydroxychloroquine, and that was the death nail. But the fact of the matter is these doctors, they know better. They know what works and how to do it, and they're trying to stay below the radar. But in California, they're not letting anybody fly below the radar. They're coming after them, and they're putting their license in jeopardy, John. It's like, you will use remdesivir, even though, you know, the science would indicate that remdesivir is actually killing people, but that is the, you know, the vaccine or the treatment of choice that has been dictated by Dr. Fauci and the WHO and Facebook. You know, Facebook, of course, is all part of the scenario as well, which is insane to me. And it's killing people, and, you know, they're just in flat out denial. You know, they're just going along to get along, you know. Amazing.
And we're speaking of Jefferson. I mean, he said that reason and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error. I mean, how are we going to know if we're right or wrong if we're not able to ask questions? It's like the side that is trying to stop speech, that's trying to stop free inquiry, is always the one in error, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Well, what happens is, case in point here, CBS finally, 2 years down the road, admitted that the Hunter Biden laptop is valid. It's not misinformation. But yet for 2 years, CBS and all the other mainstream media was saying it was Russian disinformation, remember? And now here it is. So this is, you know, to your exact point. If you're not able to question and challenge the ideas that are out there, you know, you go blindly 2 years down the road and you think, wow, if something as simple as a laptop with all this evidence can be blocked and regarded as misinformation, then, you know, no holes barred. It's all that way, and it's getting to the point where, you know, like Jenny Beth Martin had said, that she no longer trusts the media. She cannot accept what they're reporting on. It's always like you take it with a grain of salt, right?
Yeah, and you compare these two things. Here you have CBS, a left-wing outlet, now corroborating the Hunter Biden laptop story. In other words, the things against the Biden family keep getting corroborated. We now have committees investigated their ties, the Biden's ties to China, for example. Compare that to what's going on with Trump.
Go figure. He's the managing editor for American Faith, John Fleetwood. John, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa. Price so amazingly low.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will send Ukraine another $400 million in military aid from U.S. stockpiles as Russia's war on the country reached its ninth month. The new package will include 150 heavy machine guns with special thermal imagery sights to take out attack drones that Russia bought from Iran and have been deploying against civilian infrastructure in recent months. Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. Heavy rain today in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver lots of snow in parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Happy Thanksgiving to you. This is Robin Chambers, who is joining us right now, the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children. Robin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to straighten out the reporting that's out there. The mainstream media and the pro-abortionists would want us to believe that women are in the back alleys having abortions with coat hangers. They're left without any support whatsoever, which is one big flat lie, because the fact of the matter is, though some abortion clinics that are about death have shuttered their doors and have gone away, you have local groups and organizations like CareNet and others that are stepping up to service and offer life solutions to women who find themselves pregnant. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely it is. And, you know, Bill, you're right. There's so much disinformation out there. And boy, the other side is trying to sell fear, aren't they?
Right. And the thing is, to what end? What are they doing? I mean, here are women who find themselves at a crisis in their life, and they want to turn it into a political issue as opposed to a service issue. How can we do? Well, how can we help you? See, this is the difference between, you know, organizations that are for death versus life. You have organizations for life that are saying, hey, look, let's let's talk. Let's address these issues. Let's address your concerns instead of give me $500 and we'll take care of the problem.
Right, and that's one of the things that Focus on the Family is so committed to doing in this post-Roe world, is getting the information out to these young women that there are other options besides taking the life of your child. And that's our pregnancy medical clinics across the United States. They are ready. They are willing to give all the help that those young women need. They are doing free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds. They will help them make a decision that does not take the life of their child. So it is so important for us to get the word out about what these pregnancy centers are doing. They have help. They have services that are there to serve that woman and her child.
Exactly. I mean, from everything from, providing food, to help them, baby diapers. I mean, to have that kind of support to come alongside during this time, they could be, because you don't know, and it can be a bit scary for these young girls, depending their circumstances. Sometimes the baby daughter's involved, the baby father's involved, sometimes they're not. I mean, it's the entire spectrum that's involved here, but at the very core of this is the promotion of life. And I think it's quite ironic, Raman, if I can be a little rough here, is that these organizations that promote, abortion with a coat hanger and, that sort of thing, what we're finding out from the science and the data is that these clinics have done incredible damage in the abortion process. I mean, for something that was supposed to be safe and rare, it hasn't turned out that way, has it?
It hasn't. The latest statistic that we have is there's still more than a million abortions happening every year. And the latest report from CDC states that by the end of 2023, though that's only about a year from now, over 70% of all the abortions will be the abortion pill. That is something that's being done at home. There's no medical oversight, and that young woman is doing this on her own. And she is... It breaks my heart to think about someone doing this by themselves with no one there for her. And so this is not, abortion didn't go away. Abortion is still legal in several states. And the fact that you have people clamoring this lie for the sake of fear and for the sake of destroying this young woman is frankly evil. It's just evil.
It really is. And the thing, and I want to talk to men. I want to talk to the baby daddies here. I mean, our inherent wiring, our God-given wiring is to protect. Protect the mothers, protect the children.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, look, you've got to step up. And I also want you to know that at these care centers, they're talking about the whole package. It's not just taking care of the woman or just taking care of the baby. Guess what? You can go and get counseling as well, right, Robin?
Absolutely. They are there for that young man as well. And one of the things that Focus is working on is finding ways to really get that information into the hands of the pregnancy centers of every resource that's available for both that mama and the baby daddy. What if we could give them choices for medical care, good medical care, safe housing for both of them, scholarships, businesses that say, hey, you know what, we'll do job training and job placement. Anything that we can do for mom, we can do for dad as well.
Exactly. Well, the call is also an opportunity for churches today to fill that gap. I mean, this is what happens in local communities. People drive by churches, they see the steeples, maybe they might occasionally, if they're seasonal participants, they might actually go into a service. But when they are in a crisis, they become that light on a shining hill. They become that beacon of hope. And the churches need to be able to step up and answer that call because of the opportunity that comes knocking at their front door, right?
Absolutely. And I tell pastors and lay people, the first thing they need to do is find out where the pregnancy center is in their community and be a resource for that pregnancy center. And then in turn, you're a resource for that young couple or that young mama. And you said, the Pregnancy Center is not intended to be her church. The executive director is not her pastor. That's where the church comes in, and that's where she gets her long-term support. And we want her and her child thriving in Christ and the baby daddy. And that's a way for them to have that long-term support for, you know, not just the spiritual component, but also maybe that physical component of, you know, how to be a mama, how to be a daddy. And that's
exactly
what the church can do, is really speak into their lives long-term.
And as you say, be a directional. You know, because people are going to come to the church and they, you know, I guess instinctively look to the church to have the answer. And you do have the answer. And that's a great idea. They should have already a preset established network with a care center that they can, you know, refer them to because, you know, most churches on the surface would say, Robin, how can I handle this? This is such an overwhelming proposition to handle a new family like this that's not necessarily getting started off on the right foot. And this is going to require a lot of manpower and resources. Well, the resources have already been established in your community, and you should be supporting them already. And if you don't, you should build a relationship with them so that when you are dealing with something in a crisis like this, that you can be an answer. And, you know, the thing to understand here, Robin, as you're saying, is that, you know, we don't have to be the answer, but we can be an answer to lead them. It's just like leading them to Christ. Christ is the ultimate answer. But meanwhile, in order to get there, we can be, you know, part of the solution and leverage our community and the resources that are available to help somebody out. And that's win-win for everybody, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we have young women that says, well, who will help me? We will, Bill. We will help her. We, the Big C Church. That's what Christ is calling us to do.
Yeah, exactly. And for women and men, how can they be in touch with Focus on the Family? Because you have resources on a national level, but, you know, counseling and other, you know, other resources and services that are available to them. How can they be in touch with you, Robin?
You know, one of the best ways for a young woman who's in that situation to be in touch with us is called the My Choice Network. It's something we designed about 2 years ago, and it lists pregnancy centers across the United States. They're ready to help her. And then they can also just go to focusonthefamily.org, and there's a big, big tab that says pro-life.
Exactly. Robin Chambers, Focus on the Family's Executive Director of Advocacy for Children and a Champion for Life. Robin, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you, by the way.
And you as well. Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and Office Depot is helping business owners, home office workers, teachers, parents, and students finish the year strong. Save all holiday season long on tech, furniture, and supplies, and take advantage of an industry-leading 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup service. Clients with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can save up to 50% on select items during a Rewards Member Appreciation event from November 13th through November 19th. Whether shoppers are looking for gifts, setting up workspaces, or upgrading classrooms, now is the time to save big at Office Depot with deals on top brands through the end of the year. Black Friday deals will be available online starting at 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving Day and in stores on Black Friday during normal store hours. And during Cyber Monday and Cyber Week, clients can shop markdowns on the latest tech, furniture, and more all week long. Same-day delivery is also available for qualifying orders. Visit OfficeDepot.com or an Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
With you, America. I am Bill Martinez, and we have Adam Nakus with us. He is the author of the book Devotion, which has quite an incredible story. We anticipated that it was going to be a movie almost as soon as he wrote it. And, of course, the movie is coming out soon and very soon. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Adam was known for his previous best-selling book. It spent 23 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, Higher Call. And now we've got Devotion, this Korean movie. I mean, it's the forgotten war. But what a unique story here, Adam. How did you find this?
Bill, this story was just too good to pass up, and I'm so thankful I found it. It was back in 2007. I was a young journalist looking for a story at an event in Washington, D.C., where a lot of famous veterans were speaking. And I caught a little bit of Tom Hudner's speech. Tom was a Medal of Honor recipient, and he's a central figure to the Devotion story. He did this heroic act in the Korean War and earned the nation's highest medal for valor. So I was about to leave the event the next day, and I saw Tom across the lobby. I said, wait, it's now or never. This is a chance to meet a remarkable American. And I walked up to Tom and I said, has anybody told your story? And could I have a chance at it?
Wow. And what a timely opportunity for you to have that. And, of course, how many Medal of Honor winners do you get to meet in a lifetime?
It's It was like winning the lottery that day, and to be able to talk to him one-on-one and to shake his hand. And then when he took that business card out and he handed it to me and he said, give me a call, he changed my life. And we're going to change the story of the Korean War now. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Well, yeah, it is a phenomenal movie, and people are going to be blessed because this is going to bring back into focus. I mean, we have learned a lot, I guess, in some sense of the Korean War because of the narrative that the television series MASH had presented for many years, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's our fence post, really. That's all we have to go by. Mm-hmm. And if that's the legacy of the Korean War, I think we can do better. They call it the Forgotten War, and I think mm-hmm. part of that is due to Hollywood. The last really big Hollywood movie was Porkchop Hill with Gregory mm-hmm. Peck, and that was 1959. And so we've just had this gulf for all those years. It's almost like if you said to yourself, what would we know about D-Day if it wasn't for Saving Private Ryan and The Longest Day? Hollywood mm-hmm. sometimes leads the way. And so this is going to be a great film for the Korean War because we're going to put it back on the map.
Well, you know, and I love the unifying aspect of how you dealt, with the racial sensitivity here, with Ensign Jesse Brown. I mean, it's a true story. And this is where we are. You think back of where we were in the 50s. And I think people underestimate how progressive we really were in terms of dealing with race relations. I mean, like anything else, whether you're a ball player, but even then we had people of color breaking into the Major League Baseball. But in every other rank, it came to a situation, can you perform? Can you do the job? And Jesse Brown definitely could do the job.
He certainly could. And you're right. The military, in a lot of ways, opened the doors to integration. You mm-hmm. saw what they would say were experiments, like the Harlem Hellfighters in World War One, the Black Infantry Unit. And then you saw the Tuskegee Airmen in World War Two, the 332nd Fighter Group. So the Army kind of led the way there. You had Black Marines in the Pacific, and you had tankers in Europe. And so these men were paving the way, but they did it in uniform. The Navy was harder to crack. It was an elite flying club. They were very closed off, and it took a remarkable man to be the first, and Jesse was that remarkable.
Yeah, and the way this story, a true story with Jesse, how did you understand and capture, his ethos in terms of, the demons he was dealing with? I mean, here he is accomplished, but yet he's dealing with some of these old negative demons in his head.
I was so lucky to have written this story when I did, which was 2012, 2013. Because Jesse's brothers were both alive, and his mm-hmm. widow, Daisy, was alive. People who knew him were alive, and so I was able to ask them, how did he do it? And he was just a remarkable figure who was able to compartmentalize his emotions and put them aside and say, here's what I want to do. I want to fly for the United States of America. I want to defend my country, and I'm going to let my mission just be my guiding light. And people saw that. They saw he was professional. They saw he cared about the same things they did, defending the country. In this case, a country that didn't even love him back in a lot of ways, a country where he couldn't drink from the same water fountain as other people, a country that put him in the back of the bus. And yet they saw that this guy still loved America and still believed in America. And then they believed in Jesse Brown, and he broke through when no one else did.
The title Devotion, how did you come up with that? Why did that stick out?
You know, I can't really take sole credit for it. I saw the word pop up in a few places. Obviously, it epitomized the relationships between Tom and Jesse to each other, and Jesse to his wife, and Tom to his shipmates. It was an encompassing theme, but it also showed up in Tom's Medal of Honor citation. It said, for selfless devotion to a shipmate. And then when I was putting the finishing touches on the book, there's a letter from Jesse Brown, his last letter home to his wife, Daisy. And at the bottom, it says, your devoted husband forever. And so this word is just showing up. And I said, this is it. It's a kind of a weird title for a book because it sounds like a religious title to some. It sounds, it kind of sounds like a husband and wife thing. But devotion is just, it's such a big thing. And it's devotion to your country and devotion to your friends and devotion to the ideals of America. It was a big title, but you know what? The movie fits the title.
Exactly. You know, Adam, I love the word because it's unifying. Yes, it can mean all these things that people have in terms of their own understanding of devotion. But when you see the movie, it really brings dimension and I believe further understanding of what devotion represents. I couldn't help but feel and come away with the encouragement of what, you know, what Jesse and Tom displayed on film.
I'm so glad to hear that, Bill, because that's what the book is ultimately supposed to be, and that's what the movie became. It's inspirational. You could always tell this story and say, oh, look at all the terrible things that were happening, and oh, how amazing was Jesse to get through it. Or what this story is it's about people rising to be their best and people at their best. And for that reason, it's a wonderful thing for our present world where people can watch this movie and say, okay, if these two guys did it in 1950, why can't America mend its racial relations? Why can't we be unified, like you said, going for one unified country? Because the world needs America.
Well, without a doubt, and what makes this so powerful is that it is a true story. And I was really surprised because I had not heard about a chance meeting with Liz Taylor, which is really special. Not that I want to, you know, just kind of give everybody a little bit of heads up. This is going to be a real sweet surprise in the movie.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about it, Bill, because when people see it, they're going to say, oh, did that really happen? Or did the screenwriters just need to fill some space? It really happened. And when I was interviewing Tom Hudner, one of the heroes of the story, he was at my couch in my townhouse back in Colorado. And he said, yeah, and then we went out to the casino with Elizabeth Taylor, and I was playing craps with her, and you know, they're gambling together. Yeah. I said, wait, let's backtrack. Elizabeth Taylor, as in the Elizabeth Taylor? Oh yeah, why? Of course. Who else? Okay, Tom.
Right. Just so matter of factly. Well, we've got to wrap things up. Adam, again, cannot thank you enough for the book, the movie that is now going to be coming out exclusively in movie theaters on November the 23rd, all about the forgotten war that I think is going to reframe this forgotten war and open people into appreciating what happened in Korea, especially with this, with these characters, what Tom and Jesse bring to the big screen and the other important characters that make up the movie as well, Devotion.
You're right, Bill. The Korean War, the Forgotten War, is going to need a new name after this because it's not going to be forgotten anymore.
Without a doubt. Adam Akos, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Take care, Bill.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. GCI.